This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Hey, I have a question for you, Dawn. I don't know if you followed this or not, but when did Brooke Baldwin become a celebrity? Do you know who Brooke Baldwin is?
I don't know.
Exactly, right? This is what I mean. Brooke Baldwin, she's a CNN anchor on the afternoons or something. She's a CNN afternoon anchor. She was on Stephen Colbert last night. Stephen Colbert. So this is what I mean. When did Brooke Baldwin become a celebrity?
I didn't think she was.
No. Well, it's the age of Trump. So suddenly now all these CNN people are suddenly becoming, I guess, celebrities. Because who's been on his show? I think Don Lemon's been on there, right? Wolf.
Jake Tapper.
Wolf's been on there. Who else?
Jake Tapper.
And so Brooke Baldwin, it's the latest trend in this. Now imagine how disappointing it is for you. You show up, you have tickets, you've been waiting a year. You go to the taping of the Stephen Colbert show, and they announce Brooke Baldwin is the guest tonight. And you go, who the hell's Brooke Baldwin? But we're making celebrities out of journalists, Dawn. You see that?
Yes.
We're making celebrities out of people in the news. It's a fascinating thing to me. So Brooke Baldwin on Stephen Colbert last night, cut 7.
You got in a little trouble with the Twitter people recently because you said one of your guests called Democratic protesters mob,
right.
A mob. And you said, we're not going to use the M word around here.
It did.
You got
it
a
did.
Lot of flack for that. What happened?
So we had Matt Lewis on, who I love having on from the Daily Beast, and he brought up the word mob. And at the time, the mob word had been this talking point from Republicans, from all up and down Capitol Hill in the wake of what had happened with Dr. Ford and Justice Kavanaugh. And so when he brought the mob word up again, I called him out. And listen, like, I don't want to be the word police, and that was not my intention.
But I am going to be the word police.
Even calling out talking points.
Yeah, hey, stop for 1 second. I always love when people go, I don't want to censor speech, but I don't want to be the word police, but. That's a giant but that comes after that. I don't want to be the word police, but I'm going to be the word police. So that's let's continue now.
Calling out talking points, and to hear him bring that up, I had to say something.
Many journalists.
Woo! Yes.
many journalists say they don't vote because they have to stay objective. Do you vote?
I do, because I think, how can I sit up here and say, well, hear
who?
All these
who
women
you,
running,
or
hear all
for?
These people running, and you need to, you know, exercise your First Amendment and not walk the walk, talk the talk and walk the walk.
Who are you going to vote for?
Yeah, like we know. Like yeah, it's a big mystery. It's a big mystery who Brooke Baldwin's going to vote for. Yeah, I can't figure it out. I'm really trying to nail that down. Maybe we should go to a psychic. We'll call the Psychic Friends helpline. Hotline. Remember that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're all, tens of people are wondering which side you come down politically. Now, she mentions women. You heard her, Dawn. She goes, all these women running. See, that's her slip up right there. Yeah. She goes, all these women running. I mean, people running. So obviously, then, she should have Katie Brennan on and talk about this scandal in New Jersey, right?
One would think.
I mean, why not cover this story? It's because she might be voting for Phil Murphy for governor someday. So, you know, that's why.
Yeah, it's an incredible double standard.
It is, right?
It really is.
And it's infuriating to me. Also, what's infuriating to me is the fact that I continue to be congested for 77 days in a row now. So. I'm taking Sudafed. I'm taking the real Sudafed, the kind you make meth out of. Don't worry, I am.
Sound a little
also making meth.
Sound a little congested this morning or this afternoon. What time is it?
I know. 3:40. I know. Yeah. Everybody keeps saying it to me, and I appreciate that. There's a lot of concern out there. I need some chicken soup
for the soul.
That's what I need. Chicken soup for the soul, yo. So Brooke Baldwin's a celebrity, so that's what I mean. Jim Acosta's a celebrity now. Only these. This is what I mean. They should get down on their knees and thank God for Donald Trump. That's what they should do. You know how like they have these witches who come out once in a while and do these seances? Like they, all the witches came out to put a hex on Brett Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh. Do you know that? They, before the confirmation, all the witches came out and did their little witchy thing that they do. I guess it didn't work, though. I think there was a counter witch demonstration. But what they should do, Baldwin, Acosta, Don Lemon, all these people that are suddenly celebrities now, have one person to thank for this. It's not them. They're talentless. It's Donald Trump. That's it. And so they should all do a thing where they like dress up and thank him and do a chant for him and some sort of a like a rain dance thing. Maybe Elizabeth Warren can teach them a fake rain dance or something, you know? Just do something to maybe honor him. Maybe sacrifice one of their own. Wolf's beard. They should shave Wolf Blitzer's beard in a sacrifice to honor Trump.
Sacrifice it. The gods.
Yeah, you gotta offer the gods a sacrifice. What has to happen?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is another question. When did Ocasio-Cortez become a celebrity?
Oh, God.
All right. Now, this is going to, this is something now. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has not won, by the way, she's a candidate for Congress. She has not won the seat. She's not even a congresswoman yet.
In like Brooklyn or the Bronx or something, right?
Yeah, some district in New York, yeah. Which she's polling terribly for a Democrat district. She's going to win, but they just—it's a terrible. Anyway, so she's young and she's very attractive. So she's been running around the country. Every candidate she's endorsed has lost. She's not been elected yet. But let's make her a celebrity. So again, she goes on. Ready? Jimmy Kimmel Show.
You're working as a.
And now we're going to count all the times she says like and yeah, okay? The words like, yeah, and also So if you want to at home, you could do this. Go ahead.
You're working as a bartender and decided that it would be a good idea to run for office. It's really one of the most remarkable stories I've ever heard. Do you stop and think about this from time to time and go,
yeah.
I can't believe this is happening?
Yeah.
A year ago?
Oh, yeah. People just lose their mind. They're like, wait. It's like back in the day when, yeah. Like, people will be like, is this real? And it's like, yeah, no, it's yeah.
In the party.
Yeah. They do. And it's, yeah.
In their own hometown.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't know if it's because we're from the Bronx. It's like exotic to us or something. She was like, yeah, no, my husband is a huge fan of yours. Motion activated tchotchke behind me that's like singing Jingle Bells actually is, you know, and they're telling me, you know, and... You know, they said, you know, that's right, you're, and I kind of grew up, yeah, for sure,
it is in that mid.
Well, you know, I think the kind of typing into my phone, put it in your cell phone calendar, you know, but also it means that we need to also have.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, everyone.
Oh, the future's in good hands, kids. The future of America's in good hands.
Wow.
Like, totally. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I think there's
like,
totally. There's a count on that, right?
Yes, she used, from Grabian, like, she used it, was 11 times? 11 times, and then said yeah 20 times, and for sure, 3 times. For sure. For sure. Like, totally for sure. Like, yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, I like socialism for sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for socialism. Like, yeah, like democratic socialism. Like, yeah, totes. Totes my goats. She should have used totes. That's my favorite.
Totes my goats.
Totes my goats. Why not?
The hip lingo for the kids.
Yeah, exactly. These are the new celebrities in the era of Donald Trump. The new celebrities going on the late night comedy in air quotes comedy shows right now.
Ricioli 3-6 Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.